Hey friends, it's Peggy Hall back with you. I am doing my third and hopefully final video about the Lewiston, Maine incident. And if you are interested, be sure that you see my previous video, which I will link for you below. And then I did a video about crisis actors and about how the town of Lewiston actually had one of the emergency live drill events a year ago. And yes, many cities do that. And I would be skeptical as to why. And I'm going to share with you a personal, somewhat personal story about putting a stop to those events. And at the end of this video, a little bonus, a sneak peek at what might be a full-fledged video about the faces of despair. So I want to get your first viewing of it to let me know whether it's something that I should actually air or not. I'll just leave it at that. Before we dive in to looking at the victim event that I found on Facebook, I'm also going to share with you some of your snarky remarks, because as I watched the previous two videos, I went through and I read the live chat to all of you healthy Americans that are savvy, sophisticated, supportive. You can read between the lies and you're a little like I am. And you had so many great comments that I didn't mention. And I wanted to mention those on this video. Now, there is one sponsor message that I want to get through, and then we're going to dive in. So give me about 30 seconds as we hop on over. You know my sponsor, that's NobleGoldInvestments.com. And the reason why I've been telling you about Noble Gold Investments is because that's who I deal with. And if you are interested in investing in gold or silver, or you're worried about your financial future, I've got a message for you somewhere here. And here I have it. What I want you to know is that you're known, and Noble Gold Investments is here to help. In fact, you can hear from people that they've helped. And they say the Noble crew walked me through everything, no stress. With their help, I can finally sleep again. And this month, you can get your hands on this free 5 ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for their IRA. So check it out over at noblegoldinvestments.com, 877-646-5347. The only gold company that I trust. And I'm going to be bringing you an interview with Colin Plume, who is the owner, the CEO of Noble Gold, family run company. He's going to tell you why you might consider this if that is something you want in your future. All right. Friends, let's do my third video. This one's going to be a little loose, just talking among friends, because you all gave me such great comments in the live stream and in the comment section as well. Even if you're in the live chat, if you could leave a comment in the comment section, sometimes YouTube does not allow the live chat to replay and people are going to miss on all of your amazing insights. So I'm going to share insights. And then we're going to look at a couple of the images of the victims. And then we're going to just do a quick viewing of the faces of despair. And I want you to let me know if you think something that I should share with the broader world. All right. So some of you said and let me just say, for anyone who has suffered at all by having be in their view by having your eyes be exposed to it, your mind be exposed. They know somebody who knows somebody who lives nearby. I understand. Yeah, I'm sure that a lot of that occurs. But I will give the disclaimer that I hope no one was harmed in the making of this movie. And you know how they always do that, like the animal. They have to say no animals were harmed in the making of this movie. I hope that they weren't. All right. Is the chief of police, Pelletier, the skin man, right? That's what the man who skins animals, that's what Pelletier means. Was he now, was he in that incident since he was in the one in Las Vegas and he was in Lahaina, or maybe he's been shipped out to the Middle East? Who knows? Here was another comment. Did they hang glide in? Swiss Chalet, I think that was you. How about this one? Many of you asked, what about the manifesto? Did they find the manifesto? There's always a manifesto. And as my, I think it was Mr. Monk, my subscriber said, was it 33 pages? Probably 33 pages long. Where's the Amish bowl haircut? People wanted to know. And how about, oh gosh, you guys were so funny. Anyway, I wrote these down. Please read all of the comments in the chat because they are just awesome. So you probably know that I don't believe what I see on the news. In fact, my default mode is I don't believe any of it. Me, because I wasn't there. And guess what? You weren't there either. So there's a lot that can be done with movies and production. So let me do this. I'm going to share my screen and we are going to look at this. This is fake. All right. I'm going to show this to you. This is on a website that's called crisiscast.com. In one of my previous videos, and this is what I wanted to share with you. So this woman has fake blood, and I want you to listen because she's being interviewed about what she's doing. So let's turn up the hear what she has to say.
Emergency situations. The fact that we're in this rapid. Priority deteriorate, and they have to make a decision about whether to get us out of the car and off into an ambulance, or whether we can be treated on the spot.
Cast.com. There, if you were just to grab a screenshot of it. And then I showed you the casualty sim, the simulation. Now, this one, I'm not going to play, I'm going to scroll through it. And if you want to watch it, you can, but it can be traumatizing, even though it's fake. But when you hear all of the sounds and the images that I'm not going to play for you because I want you to be exposed to that. But what's interesting to me here is it says, the British Army has long recognized the importance in delivering realism in training. Now, think about some of the, how can I put it, military events that are going on currently. Is it ever even remotely possible that any of these could be scripted and produced like a movie? I mean, come on, that would be rather outrageous, wouldn't it? And here it's interesting. It says, amputees have provided an essential edge to the preparation soldiers deploying on missions. And then I'm going to scroll through this, but they're taking this guy that's losing his leg. It's all scripted. It's all fake. This is all done. But you can see as I'm just kind of scrolling through the images here, they've got it all set up there. He's being carried off to this other place here. And I'm telling you, this looks more real than what I've seen coming out of the news in recent events. So all of this can be scripted. All of this can be acted out. All of this can be produced. This is fake. Obviously, that one looks really fake. Our actors are experienced in ad-libbing and improvising during the scenario. So, yeah, and this is a guy that already lost his legs. This is absolutely 100% a simulation. So this already exists. They hire people to do it. So that people can be paid to be these victims and to be in these scenarios. Now, I also, but what I didn't show you and what I wanted to show you, because what I like to do, and let me know if you're on these names, and the names are often kind of strange, like the mother of the daughter who got shot in her leg with a bullet that we heard on the last video. And the daughter was kind of flubbing her lines a little bit. The mom was helping her with her lines. And the mother's name was Nicole, but it was spelled N-I-C-O-E-L, Nicole, N-I-C. I've noticed this pattern that only the sophisticated people will understand, like you, but all y'all others that are dropping by, just keep on, go find another video, because they'll all weird names and weird spelling of names. Sometimes these are computer generated. I believe that they're a little bit strange because they're memorable. And also it's like, you don't really know anybody with that name. And it also creates a type of cognitive dissonance. Like your brain is trying to spell it that way. I haven't heard of a name like that. And all the while the thinking mind is trying to create logic and order. And then the emotional mind center is all hijacked with all of their images that they're trying to hijack you with. So take a look at the victims, shall we? And the other thing is when I do a search, it's like, oh my gosh, isn't it weird that out of all of these people that could die and that were the age and they're not on Instagram, and they're not on Twitter and they're not on TikTok and they're not on LinkedIn. And it's like, it's so interesting that most of the rest of the world is, but all of these victims usually aren't, or they've been on there for a very short period of time, or maybe I'm sure that it never happens that any fake accounts are created ever. All right, let's do this. Here we go. We're going to hop on over to Fakebook, speaking of which, here we are. And, okay, this is pretty funny. Now they're scrubbing it. Did I take an image of this? Okay, this is really weird because I did a search and let's see if it comes up again. And I got, it's already scrubbed. It's already scrubbed. It's scrubbed within the amount of time that this video. I will try to find those images for you. I have other images that I'm going to share with you of the victims in the unbelievable circumstances that they've gone through in places far, far away. But in this particular one for Fakebook, it was really weird because the images that they showed of the victims were so bizarre. Like, they looked like they were bizarre. Okay. I don't know how else to put that. And I'm sorry that that is the weirdest scrubbed within a moment. And what I was looking for was all of the victims. And I think it must have been taken down. And maybe it was like a fake, maybe it was a fake tribute page. I can't trust anything. But I do have a question for you. When do I get the t-shirt? Are they already printed? Were they already printed? All right, let's do this. Told you it was going to be a little snarky. One other thing I wanted to show you. This just popped up. So on my last video, I was talking about the governor of Maine and how he did. Then somebody said, Peggy, it's a she. And so I just wanted to show you all the pictures of the she. Yeah. So I thought more and more of these politicians were already coming out. Well, anyway, that's a story for another day. So this is of grief and devastation. Yeah. This is the father speaking on the brutal murder of his daughter. It's really something when the fake caster comes out and looks more concerned than the actual surviving victim. Now, and I do have links to all of this. I was thinking of doing a separate video just on this with all the links. I don't know if people are going to like this or not. I'm just showing images. So this is the brother of the murdered victim. And he was being interviewed also by this guy. And I just grabbed a couple of screenshots, but this is pretty much his demeanor throughout the whole thing. It's stunning. So I don't know if people just don't have emotional responses anymore to grief and trauma. I mean, when my kitty cat passed away, I couldn't stop crying for days. I certainly couldn't go. I couldn't even come make a video for you guys. And when I did, you could see I had been crying. My face was blotchy. I couldn't get with it, but I don't know. This guy's really got it together. Now, this is a woman. Now, I'm not going to say she's holding back a smile. That would be cruel. But she had, we were told, kidnapped children. And here, I guess she's kind of looking at the producer to see if she did it right or not. And then this is like the granddaughter of this granny that I pointed out that looked to be in a good mood. And apparently it's hereditary because the granddaughter looks fine too. It's not distraught. No one sounds distraught. Now, speaking of the he's and the she's and all that, I'll just take note of that number. It means nothing. Here we go. A 13-year-old girl describing the surviving the attack. So, and there she is with the newscaster, which looked years old. So 3 years ago, they had interviewed the same person about attacks. Here you can see it right here, 2019. And here she is 3 years later. Is that weird to anybody? It should not be weird at all. And there she is again, right after the attack, coming out just resilient, right? And sustainable and green and sustainable. Here's another one. Attack survivor. Look, she looks pretty happy to be on TV. Times, not five, not seven, six times in the leg. And she had not spoken to her dad in 6 years. So she does not, she looks pretty good. I'd say, wow, that is resilient and sustainable and green. Shot in the leg. And then she texted her dad after she had, and she does not look that old. So what is she? Maybe, I don't know, 15 at the most? Hadn't talked in years. But the story is she texted him while she was being shot six times in the leg. The dad, without any question, said that he went to where she was. And I believe he rescued her. And there he's looking pretty good. No worse for the wear. No questions asked, immediately at her side. I think that's just awesome. Now, I'm not going to say she's trying to hold back a smile. That would be rude and insensitive. So I'm not going to say that. They said that they found out that their parents were kidnapped. They found out about it on Telegram. That's pretty awesome. On Telegram, that the kidnapper sent them a picture on Telegram, and then they came on TV to talk about it. And I would probably, well, I don't know that I would be that sanguine, level-headed, and unemotional as they are. Now, here's another one, her parents. You can see she's visibly distraught. We're going to see her again. I wanted to mention that now it's time for all the puppy stories to come out, like in Lahaina also. And I'm not saying it's fake, but I'm just saying it's time. It's time to show all of this, because puppies and children are the way to a person's heart. They're the way to my heart. I've been animal rescue for a long, long time. So show me a little picture of a puppy and I'm going to believe every single thing you tell me, because it's so cute. And then, you know, this, I didn't read that story, but I'm sure it's 100% accurate and authentic, because after all, hubbub. And here's another cute little puppy. I rescued animals when I was in Morocco, so I'm all about the rescuing the animals, and we'll probably see more of those stories, the heart-wrenching stories. Now, this is heart-wrenching. Here, this mother recounts the brutal infiltration. You can just see the devastation, the despair, absolutely so distraught. The newscaster looks even more distraught than the victim does. Maybe I caught her at the wrong angle. Let's look at this one. Oh, no, there she is again. Yeah. Oh, here's another victim. Another 13-year-old. Don't make any mention. They're telling me, so don't make any mention of the age. Has nothing to do with it. And she looks good. That these people survived and are so chipper. And then here's one of the doctors treating the victims. Now, don't be telling me he's trying to hold back a smile. I would never say that. And then this was at one of the, how do I put it? We'll call it a funeral. And yeah, I've been to funerals, many. Lots of tears. Now, this was interesting. In this scenario, this scene that was shot by, I just showed you the British production group that does this kind of thing. So we were told that this family was supposed to hide, but this little boy just doesn't look too terrified from the terrorist. She doesn't either. So they're all hiding. And I think it's the same people. Yeah, that looks like the same one, doesn't it? Maybe this is all the same group here. Again, I just grabbed these. Killing this girl's sister, we're told. Wow. The stoicism is just stunning to me. Now, this poor woman, see, what I don't understand about this one is the perpetrators are just standing there. So who took the image and how is it that they weren't taken? I don't understand that. Where was she released to and to whom and why? And by the way, I don't want to bore you with too much of all of the stuff, but the newscaster on this one said about this woman, well, she summoned the spirit and came out to talk to us all. Strengthened herself and she is rallying her spirit. He used the phrase, she summoned the spirit. And again, I was going to do a whole video. It out to you now. Remember back Joshy Green New Deal with the faker who's sitting in the White House. And when he did his speech, he said, we are summoning the spirit of Aloha. So I'm sure it's absolutely coincidental. Nobody is writing these scripts. And here's another one. The commander used her as a human shield. Wow. Again, the stoicism is just remarkable. Not even like a wrinkled forehead or a concerned furrowed brow. I don't even see like the oh, here's the one I was telling you about. Yeah, her mom and dad are taken. Yeah, I'm sure it'll all be okay. It'll all be fine. They'll it's okay. Yeah, it's my mom and dad. They're really cool. And yeah, I know they're like I can read. Do you ever feel that? Like you can read what people are thinking. Facial expressions. And she's like, I don't know, is he going to get his lines right? And he's like, oh shoot, what was I going to say next? All right. If you didn't like my coverage on Israel, you're certainly not going to like that little slideshow that I just shared with you. So I'm going to end on that note, friends, just to bring you the faces of the victims. And as I said, anyone that has suffered, and not just with their life, but suffering, being exposed to all of this stuff, I urge you to study propaganda. Yeah, propaganda created by Edward, interestingly, Jewish. And I mentioned that because we talked about anti-Semitism and how the American government defines it as only criticism against Jews. And it was very, anyway, it's all connected to that. And I covered that in a video. I'm probably digging a little hole here that I need to get out of. So we'll just wrap there, friends. I wanted to mainly thank you for being on board with me this evening with my coverage of the latest headlines, as I'm going to put it. And it's all that I do this is because I want you to know that what you are seeing and discerning truth from deception, that I'm right there with you. There are so many people that are so taken by the emotional images, the music, the video, as we've seen, a lot of these are produced on purpose for that purpose. And my heart goes out to them because they really are suffering. You can see through that. You know, we can read between the lies. And I am here to help you know that you're not alone. And together, we're all in it together. I don't even know why I said that. I guess the brainwashing is seeping in. I like to work through this on a critical thinking level, and it helps me to see your comments to know that I'm not alone in how I'm interpreting these events as well. All right, friends, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to allow this video to stand. So give me your comments. I might have to take it down. Remember, you can find me over at BitChute. No, yeah, I am on BitChute and Brightian and all that, but I am over at Substack. So it's peggyhall.substack.com. And I'll see you there in or here in the very next video. Take care, everybody.